Welcome to your five for the day. Towards the end of 1938, a man travelled from England to Prague, Czechoslovakia. He knew that when he arrived, he would discover many, many people who had been displaced from their homes. Some were living with relatives, others living rough or in camps with little food and trying their best to keep warm in the winter conditions. A stockbroker by trade, Nicholas Winton was born to German Jewish parents who had moved to Britain some years before. At the age of 29, he had so far lived a relatively comfortable life, but hearing about Jews who had lost their jobs and suffered other forms of persecution, he set out to see if there was anything he might be able to do to help. Although there were already quite a number of organisations which were doing what they could, things were becoming increasingly tough. What he was especially concerned with was the rescue of children, but there were a number of challenges to be faced, in particular the problem of transporting unaccompanied children across Europe into Britain. Nicholas was able to use his political connections to put certain things in order, and his mother went to the Home Office to make his rescue plan possible. The British government had already begun to evacuate children from the south to the north of the country, so, once in the country, it was a case of getting them included within that number. With help from others, not least the families that were prepared to take the needy children, Nicholas was able to secure homes for them, and permission for transportation was given. During the spring and summer of 1939, a number of trains brought 669 children from Prague to Britain, travelling through Nazi Germany and the Netherlands. Another 250 were due to leave on the 1st of September 1939, but on that very day Hitler invaded Poland and Britain declared war on Germany. Sadly, the train never departed. Exactly what happened to those who remained, including the parents of the children of those who had already travelled, is not certain. But it is likely that many lost their lives, some at the Auschwitz concentration camp. Although he never tried to hide what he did, neither did Nicholas talk about it very much. He was later to be publicly recognised for the tremendous work he did, and, whilst some have acclaimed him as a hero, he said that apart from a brief period of time he spent in Germany, he was never really in any danger, and gave credit to others who had helped him. Yet clearly, he did what he could in order to save as many children as possible, at cost to himself, in terms of time as well as money. Amongst numerous honours, some of which were awarded by the Czech government, in 2003 Nicholas Winton was knighted and became Sir Nicholas Winton. Yet possibly the most memorable moment was when his tremendous work was openly acknowledged. In 1988, the BBC invited him as an audience member onto the show That's Life, where Esther Ranson asked all of those who owed their lives to Nicholas Winton to stand up. It was an emotional moment for him, but also for the children, who for the first time had the opportunity to personally thank the one who had saved their lives. Some also kept in touch afterwards. This story is inspiring, and perhaps it ought to move us both to have true pity on those who are in need, as well as to show that love in doing what we can to help. But as I think of the great work accomplished by Sir Nicholas, I'm reminded of another, even greater sacrifice. I'm thinking of someone who left the splendour of heaven and came with great humility right to those who were in need. He knew the devastation he would find, those who had suffered greatly because of sin. He didn't come to be served, as we might expect of someone so great, but to serve, and with the very purpose of giving his life a ransom for many. Out of pity, he came. Out of love, he died for me, and he died for you, so that I can say, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. I owe my life to him, and that ought to affect the way I treat others also. To Jesus, God has given the highest honour and exalted him high over all. Today, his great work is being made known all over the world. Today, he waits to hear the appreciation of those who personally recognize his sacrifice for them. Today, the Saviour wants us to keep in touch with him by reading the Bible and through prayer. Today, why not call him by the name that God has given him, Lord?